stay connected to the world around you, KPBS brings you trusted news, compelling stories, and in-depth reporting every day. Wherever life takes you, KPBS is here, on the radio, online, and on the go. Discover more at kpbs.org.
Former dancer and current owner of Lake Girls Theater, Cotta Pierce Morgan, peels back the layers of stripper energy, fighting back from the fringes.
I'm sure there's many people who don't have the slightest idea what goes on at Lake Girls.
When we come back, new dancers.
The stereotypes.
Are some of the dancers also prostitutes?
Could be pretty horrendous.
Doesn't it set you up for the possibility of violence?
The only abuse, physical abuse, that the dancers have ever experienced has been from the Vice Squad.
We obviously had a misunderstanding. We had a thing of improper procedure.
If a vice officer takes control of a young dancer, they feel that those dancers are pretty much their property.
Nobody's coming to save us. We have to save ourselves.
You know, fight or flight, I'm the fighter.
Cotta gives us unlimited access to a half century of archival material that chronicles her story, as well as the history of Lake Girls, the women who danced there, and the fierce activism launched from the unlikely stage of a strip club.
I'm this tough young woman, you know, I'll punch you in the nose. And I did.
Prepare for sassy strippers, corrupt cops, and a rare look inside the historic Lake Girls Theater. More information at kpbs.org/stripper energy. First episode drops May 22nd on YouTube.
From El Centro to everywhere, we're Voices del Valle.
Voices del Valle?
Voices del Valle is a teen-produced podcast about coming of age in California's Imperial Valley.
I love Voices del Valle.
On the next episode of Voices del Valle, we will talk with teens about their cheer and soccer championship seasons. I've got to listen to that. Voices del Valle, fresh voices, bold stories made in the valley.
Voices del Valle, find us on KPBS or wherever you get your podcasts.